This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Nicholas Chandler. I come from Fleet, which is about 40 minutes away, and I'm 20 years old, and I'm currently doing a plumbing level 3 6129 course, and I'm on my fourth week now.
Hi, Nicholas.
Hiya.
So, Nicholas, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I currently work with my parents during the week, and I work part-time at Waitrose, okay, doing deliveries.
So what job do you do with your parents then?
They do property development, so I help with them doing the houses. That's how I got into doing this course.
What sort of jobs have you been doing then with them?
When they like get new houses and stuff, I help renovate them, just help with the plumbers and electricians.
What sort of plumbing jobs and have you been doing then?
Well, I've just gone along just to watch and stuff, because as I started my course, they were starting out their business as well.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing then?
I never had an interest. I had an interest in my parents' business originally, but when I got to see like what plumbers did and stuff, it was quite interesting compared to the electrics. You're limited when you're doing your electrics course, where plumbing you can do commercial and domestic, so there's a lot more variety when doing plumbing.
What's your plan then once you've qualified and finished your course? Is it to use your new skills to help with the business?
Yeah, hopefully I'll probably help my parents out, but I want to be self-employed as soon as I'm qualified, and then I'll probably start my own business in a couple of years when I've built my confidence.
Let's talk about the practical training then.
Yep.
How are you finding it?
Yeah, the practical is really good because I learn better doing practical stuff. All the theory you do at home, which takes time, but then you can sort of look forward to your practical because it's a lot straightforward.
You're on your fourth week, aren't you?
Fourth week, yeah.
What sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
This week we're doing boiler and cold water storage systems, like install them in houses, but we just get a little bay to work on, and we're paired up.
What's been your favourite part so far of the practical training then?
My favourite part is pretty much all the practical, when they give you something to do and then they trust you to do it. Even if you make a mistake, they still allow you to keep practicing at it, so you don't have to feel bad about if you do something wrong or you get a leak or there's water everywhere. Like, they just get you to do it again until you're confident enough in doing it, and passing the exams as well, that's always a benefit.
And have you found the tutors down on the practical have helped you out then?
Yeah, the tutors are really helpful. Like, if there's anything wrong, you just ask them and they just tell you and show you how to do it.
Let's talk about the theory part of the course then for a bit
now. Yeah.
Have you got any studying tips or anything that you've, or ways of studying that you've done and found have worked really well for you?
Nothing specific. It's just as you read through your modules, you get questions at the end of submitting to your tutor. So the quicker you get your theory done, then you can look forward to your practical. But because the practical takes a while to get done, it's just keep reading over your theory. Don't go too far ahead, because when you come to do your practical, then you've got to read back over it again.
So, Nicholas, for the people that are listening to this interview,
yeah,
and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade or retrain,
yeah,
have you got any advice for them about what to do?
If they're looking to retrain and stuff, it'd be good to retrain, because in this course you do everything pretty much in one go, including like you can include boilers, lead, solar energy and solar panels towards the end, and your gas is included with the course as well. And then every 2 years just renew that.
That's great, Nicholas. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.